Good day, all friends of Following Padrupiyo. And today we're going to be looking at 10 lessons of Padrupiyo that he had for Lent. Hello, I'm Edward Urban, and presenting the YouTube channel Following Padrupiyo, in which we look at the absolutely incredible life of Padrupiyo, the miracle worker, the Capuchin monk, whose intercession is still powerful today. And on this channel, we aim to find out, we hope that you'll be amazed to find out what Padrupiyo can do for you. And the first point we're looking at is the necessity of spiritual struggles. And here Padrupiyo says the following: let us not forget that we are here on earth in a battlefield, and that we will receive the crown of victory only in paradise. So that this here on earth is a test, and the prize will be received up there. That we are now in exile, while our real home is heaven, which we must constantly strive for. So those are Padrupiyo's words. And the reality of this, scripture, quoting scripture, that is that Satan is like a roaring lion who seeks those whom he can devour. So we must always keep this in mind as well during Lent. It's a real battlefield, a struggle. And point number two, the rosary is the weapon for the fight. Now, of course, we all know that not all Christians see Our Lady in an equally positive light. Some are actually against Our Lady, and that's unfortunate, because she is the mother of Jesus. Her whole purpose, her whole meaning in life was to bring us Jesus, and thereby our salvation obviously came through Jesus. So she's directly responsible for that, for her saying yes to the angel Gabriel that she would be the mother of Christ. She also had to raise our Lord, to look after him, nourish him, educate him, all of these things. And I'm sure she did an exemplary job, and that God the Father would have chosen the best mother that he could have for his son. And then getting back to point one, that we are in fact in a spiritual battlefield. Well, guess what? The rosary is considered the weapon for this fight. Padrupiyo says, hold firm or determinedly to the rosary, and be thankful to Our Lady, for she gave us Jesus. Love Our Lady and make her love too. He suggests we spread a kind of a devotion to Our Lady. That is not a worship of Our Lady. It's just an honor and, in a sense, a human praise for Our Lady. And always pray the rosary, says, as much as you can. And the third point, do not be afraid of humility. Well, obviously, humility is the opposite of pride. And they tell us that every sin is accompanied by pride. So humility really helps us in our spiritual life. And Padrupiyo tells us here, be humble in all things and watch carefully the purity of both heart and body. For, he tells us, humility and purity are the wings that carry us to God, making us almost divine, godly in a sense. And the fourth point, don't expect immediate success. And likewise, don't become discouraged if there's not immediate success. The spiritual journey is in fact a long journey. It is a work of a whole lifetime. So one just has to take each day as it comes, step by step. And if you stumble and fall at some point, then immediately stand up and move on. Never give up. Always be determined. Don't be discouraged. Padrupiyo says, in the spiritual life, one must progress every day with a step up the vertical ladder, from the bottom towards the top. And the top obviously being heaven, we progress. This is point number five. Your dissatisfaction is not decisive, and your happiness is also not decisive. So we must not let our feelings be the determination of whether we think we are making spiritual progress or not. The standards of happiness and success in this world are, of course, completely different from the standards of spiritual progress. And sometimes we may think we've had a terrible day in the office and someone shouted at us, but perhaps our spiritual progress in that situation is how we handle that situation And even though it seems horrible at the time, we slowly grow. And Padre Pio says, focus your gaze firmly on him, who is the leader in the heavenly land, into which he leads you. And what does it matter if Jesus wants to lead you through the desert or through a green field, a pasture, a beautiful pasture, to heaven, as long as he is always with you and you possess or are headed towards eternity, the blessed eternity that is heaven. And point number 6 is turn off the screens during Lent. So obviously in our very hectic, busy world today, might be a little less so during COVID times, but still a busy world. There are so many things inundating us, demanding our attention. And during Lent, what we have to do is just take a step back, turn off the TV perhaps, step away from Facebook. We don't need to incessantly be on Facebook or the internet. Take a break from that. And instead, read good books that nourish the soul. And here Padre Pio says, do not think I am being too demanding when I ask you once again to appreciate the sacred books and read them as much as is possible. And he says, the spiritual reading is as necessary to you as the air you breathe. Now, point number 7, be attentive during Mass. So I think here we need to really try and understand what is going on during Mass. It's not just a dinner, a family dinner, or a lively conversation with some friends, but the Lord is truly present during Mass. It is, in fact, the threshold of heaven, which and the only perfect and final offering is brought in Mass into the present moment. Of course, this is for our spiritual needs. So although Mass can maybe seem boring at times because we don't really understand it, we're not really absorbed in what is happening and what it is about, Padre Pio tells us, renew your faith through attending Holy Mass. Concentrate on the mystery that unfolds before your eyes. In spirit, go to Calvary or Golgotha and meditate on the sacrifice offered to divine justice, which paid the price for your and my salvation. If we only knew how much God treasures this sacrifice, Padre Pio says, then we would be willing to risk our very lives to be present at just one single Mass. And the next point is number 8, and here we look at discipline. Well, we all know that if we want to be fit, we have to go to the gym and train hard. If we want to be good at something, we spend hours and hours developing our abilities at that. Studying for exam, likewise. Often to achieve success in something, we need to have that discipline. And it is like this in the spiritual life. We must have things set out properly. It's not like a roll of the dice and perhaps our spiritual life is going to work out or not. We have to do things, and what we have to look at here is your discipline during Lent must be a step towards detachment from disordered love of creatures in order, of course, to love the eternal things much more. Also, do not be discouraged, but take small but real and good sacrifices. It's always not easy to make a sacrifice. We mustn't expect it to be too easy or pleasant, but there will be a satisfaction that comes out of these sacrifices. And here we look at what Padre Pio says. Those who cling to the world remain bound by it. We have to deliberately leave it. Then Padre Pio continues, it is better to loosen this grip of the world over us little by little than to try to do it all at once. Let us always think of heaven. And part of this process, you think of heaven, it keeps you going through the difficulties. And don't just try and do this one leap into heaven. It's a small, gradual process. And point number 9 is don't be discouraged. So we all believe that we're doing a pretty good job in our lives. But in fact, it is God who's bringing this work to fruition in us. And if we become aware, we can work with God. We can work with his will, and that helps us to move forward even faster. So perhaps it's like we go into the shops. we can walk there, which might take half an hour. Or we can catch the taxi, God's taxi, and arrive there in 5 minutes. So that's what the suggestion is here. Work with God. See, be part of His will in this whole thing, and things will work out a lot better. Padre Pio tells us on this, let us be humble and admit that if God were not our armor and shield, then we would be overcome by every possible sin. And that is why, he says, that is why we must live in God, persevering in good customs and serving Him selflessly. And then the final point is, be completely faithful to the Lord and He will not disappoint you. So let us here remember the Bible verse. This is from Proverbs, in which it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. So Padre Pio continues this theme saying, let us try to serve the Lord with our whole heart and our whole will, and He will always give us more than we deserve. That's what Padre Pio tells us. If we do these things, then God will always give us more than we deserve. So that's quite a great reward we have to look forward to. And so that is all we have on the 10 pointers. There's 10 bits of advice that Padre Pio would have for us on Lent. And Lent, of course, was an incredibly important time for him. Preparation, understanding what our Lord was going to be going through in the Garden of Gethsemane, and also obviously during the crucifixion, when He won or bought our salvation for us. How important that was. Let us always bear that in mind. And please continue watching the other videos that follow.